Talking now on our Coach's Corner program with Belmont Clemmy head boys basketball coach Justin Meyer. And Coach, we got a couple of games on the docket here to end the season. Let's go back to that barn burner of a contest you guys had with West Hancock. You guys come off a win a couple of nights before against North Iowa, and then you get into a really good one with West Hancock, but the Eagles were able to pull out a three-point victory. Coach, had to be a fun one.
Yeah, it definitely was a fun one. It was one of those things that they were out. Mitchell Smith, he happened to be wrestling that night. So they came out, had kids that hit some big shots. We got up big in the first half. Then, unfortunately, we probably had our worst quarter of basketball of the season. Third quarter, we didn't score any. But one thing that I was really pleased with the guys is we had a quarter where we scored zero, then came back and scored, I think, 29 in the fourth quarter to kind of make it a pretty close game down the stretch. Unfortunately, we just didn't quite make enough defensive stops, didn't get enough steals down the stretch. Credit to West Hancock. They made free throws. But with the young team that we have, it was really nice to see us bounce back from the worst quarter of the season that we had and put up 29 in the fourth was really a sign of some positive growth from a lot of our guys.
And Coach, you know, that's kind of been one of those things this year, and of course that comes with the territory having a young team, as it seems like, you know, you guys are in a lot of your games for portions of the game, but then there's always that maybe 5-6 maybe full 8 minutes of a quarter that just maybe get away from you guys, and that's with a young team, right?
Yeah, and I would say, I mean, really us being in games, it shows that we do not have a talent deficit right now. We have very talented guys. The problem is just the physicality and our guys just understanding how to make really simple plays. We talk about this a lot, that we have guys that can make very, very difficult basketball plays, but kind of the trick in basketball is not making more difficult plays than the opponent. It's making more easy plays than the opponent. So it's figuring that stuff out, which again comes with maturity, comes with age, comes with playing a lot more basketball, which is something that we'll definitely get as time goes on here.
And Coach, your next contest against Northwood Kensett, the top of Iowa East Conference team, and they're able to get past you 82-49 in that contest.
Yeah, I mean, that was one, honestly, again, us lacking some physicality, us lacking some size. Eskildson for Northwood came out, did a really good job getting to the basket. We really struggled, and one thing that I didn't do a good enough job coaching up going into that game that we definitely hit on later in the season is our gap help defense was pretty poor that game. He got to the basket just about whenever he wanted. I think he scored, I don't know, 30 points, didn't play much of the fourth quarter. It was one of those that they had a guy that took advantage of one thing that we didn't do very well, which was help defense, something that it just showed a flaw that we had that unfortunately it happened. But the fortunate thing is, again, we're such a young team that it was good to have something like that happen in the long run, because that's going to be kind of one of those situations in our Rolodex that we're going to have to prepare for into the future. And we're going to have to figure out when we do run against a team that has such a dominant and physical player as Eskildson, how do we play good team help defense to stop him from getting to the basket so much and just make their offense have to work a little bit harder than they had to that game.
Another non-conference game just two nights later, but kind of a more of a rivalry game there with Clarion Hills, 67-53.
Yeah, that was a game that, again, kind of as you already mentioned, we were very competitive in large portions. They came out in the second quarter, and I want to say they put a 12-0 run on us at one point in time, and that honestly ended up being the difference in the ball game. We made a run in the fourth, but we ended up losing by 12. So it's one of those things, again, if you kind of look at the numbers inside the numbers, we're playing with teams for large stretches. It's just one thing that we need to do a better job of. I need to do a better job coaching up on. We just need to do a better job of executing in crunch time when we start. We have a tendency, instead of turning the ball over one time kind of intermittently. It seems that our turnovers kind of come in bunches. They lead to turnover twos on the other end. Just making adjustments on the fly is one thing that we've struggled to do quickly, but one thing that we're definitely going to focus on here moving into the future.
Coach, your next contest, your last one of the regular season against 4A City. One of the things that I noticed most, of course, being at the game, was your team didn't give up. They got down at times in that contest, but every time they got down, they would come back and hit a couple of threes or get a couple of steals, and it just seemed like they never wanted to give up no matter what the score was.
Yeah, and that's one thing, again, that's probably the biggest takeaway from this season was – scoreboard wasn't always kind to us, but our guys never stopped fighting. They never stopped trying to learn. We've got a lot of dedicated basketball boys right now that they were a pleasure to coach this year. And the nice thing is, again, we lose one senior this year, Jackson Bell's team, but we've got an entire team of guys that is returning, which is one thing that we definitely have a whole bunch to work off of. And the fact that they didn't give up, they learned some things there. That's definitely going to serve them really, really well in the long run, because the two things that we lacked the most, honestly, were size and physicality. And a lot of that comes just from growth. You know, we're playing a lot of 14, 15, 16-year-olds out there. They still have a lot of time left to grow, hit the weight room, get bigger, faster, stronger. Future is definitely looking bright that way.
And kind of a rare occurrence for most schools, but for Belmont Clemmy, it's actually happened twice in the last few years. You play one team to end the season, and then you play that exact same team in the postseason. You guys open up by coming to 4A City, and a pretty similar game the second time. But again, the confidence growing each time out of the floor for your young team.
Yeah, and, you know, it was one of those things that we played a really solid first half, executed a game plan really well. The kind of two behind-the-scenes numbers that Forest City really took advantage of us this year and the two previous matchups prior to the postseason is they did a really good job getting out in transition. I think they averaged something like nearly 20 transition baskets on us the previous two games. Did a really good job with that and scoring in the paint. And it was one thing that what we really wanted to focus on was stepping up on drives, keeping them out of the paint, and just doing a really good job getting back on defense and eliminating outlet passes, which I felt like we did for large swaths of the game. Honestly, what kind of did us in the long run is Forest City did a really good job. They came out, put some defensive pressure on Kyson and Brody. Kyson Lamb, Brody Hefner, put some defensive pressure on them, really forced us into some difficult shots. But again, ultimately what that just shows is I think we have some guys that really have some great offensive talent outside of Brody and Kyson. I know they were our leading scorers, but eventually in the long run, what we need to be able to do is we need to be able to go four or five deep that can score, that when teams are putting so much emphasis on Brody and Kyson and stopping them, that really opens up really good opportunities for some of our other guys that I have no doubt through the offseason, just putting in some skill work, we've got some guys that can really grow their offensive game so we can be much more dangerous in situations like that in the future.
Coach, I have a feeling just from knowing very little about this team on the outside that they will pick up a basketball for sure at some point in the offseason. What will you guys be doing in the offseason? Some of those other guys maybe trying to get some games in, I would assume. What will the offseason look like?
Yeah, this is an interesting year just for the fact that we only lose one senior. We played so many underclassmen. These underclassmen really love basketball. There's some guys already asking me to get into the gym now that we might do some things here over the next couple of weeks until state basketball happens. We might be doing some stuff there. And then it's really just about continuing some of the good progress that we made during the summer. I never really have to worry about guys getting into the gym. We've got a really dedicated staff. I've got one of the best staffs around, Dylan Block, my assistant, Tom Burke, who coached freshman for us, and then Dan Bach, who came on as a volunteer assistant. We've got a lot of good people that recognize a lot of the talent that we have, and now it's just a matter as a coaching staff of continuing to develop that talent. talking to guys, doing some exit meetings, talking to guys about what their off-season goals are, continuing working with that. Weight room's definitely going to be a priority because, again, we are not at a skill deficit right now with our guys at the varsity level. What we really are at a deficit is just a physicality deficit that can be overcome in the weight room with some hard work. So, yeah, it's one of those things that somebody asked me, like, if I felt, I don't know, relief or kind of felt the end of the season. And to be honest with you, as a coach with a team as young as we are, I feel like the season never really ends. I'm always working with guys, not necessarily on the basketball court, but just keeping up with guys, asking them how it's going in the weight room. We got a lot of these kids. They don't just play basketball. They'll go on, they'll run track, they'll play golf, they'll play baseball. Going to be a fun group to watch just at Belmont Clemmie in general, not only on the basketball floor, but whether it be on the gridiron and baseball, on the field in, or sorry, the gridiron and football, baseball field, on the track, on the golf course, all that's going to be really, really fun to watch.
Well, Coach, thanks so much for taking some time and talking with us throughout the year, and it was really fun to see the growth of your team from the first time we saw them last time, and can't wait to see what they come out with next year.
Yep. Thanks, Aaron.
That's Belmont Clemmie head boys basketball coach Justin Meyer.